Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, a very good morning to you. If you've just joined me, it's been a while since we caught up with our next guest. He's one of Ireland's top chefs and gives us great insight into the life of a busy chef and restaurant owner. And although I mightn't have been on the air with my next guest, I was thinking of him recently because I was making his apple crumble recipe that I had used a while ago for the first time this season as I got my cooking apples out this year. It's great to have on the line with me Chef of the Year for Munster, Chef Wade Murphy from 1826 Adair. Good morning, Wade. How are you?
Morning, Wendy. How are you? Jeannie Mac, you make me sound so good.
I know. It's great, isn't it? Take the compliments while you can get it. But listen, they are due because I was looking just at the number of awards that you have received over the last little while. So first of all, congratulations on Chef of the Year. So tell us a little bit about that.
Thanks very much. Yeah, it's from Yes Chef magazine. So there was a big do on in Limerick, actually, which was quite handy. About a month ago or whatever, and their awards were on, and I was chef of the year for Munster, which absolutely delighted with. We don't go looking for awards, but if they come, they will take them.
You'll take them gladly. Well, the awards trophy cabinet is getting bigger. I read you're in Georgina Campbell's Ireland Guide Board, Be a Just Ask Restaurant of the Year, the Michelin Guide to Great Britain and Ireland. You got a Bib Gourmand for 2017 and 2018. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. The Bib Gourmand is a big one for us. It was kind of a benchmark that we had set when we opened the restaurant that we're, you know, hopefully within 3-4 years of being open that we'd get one from Michelin. And we actually got the Bib after our first inspection. So after 1 year, they awarded us the Bib. So we've maintained it now for the last 3 years, which is, you know, that's the other thing now. Getting it is one thing, and then keeping it is another thing. Yeah.
Do you know when they're coming? The guys from Michelin?
No, very inconspicuous. Come in, have dinner, pay, go to leave, and then flash their card and tell you who they are. You know, and they don't always come in ones. You know, like people suspect it could be two of them, could be whatever. You know, so no, you don't know until they. They flash their badge and tell you, and then usually they'll have a chat with you and see what you're doing and everything like that. So no, it's a big one.
It must be pretty nerve-wracking when you see them flash the card. And you go, my goodness, what did they order? Was it the best that I've done?
Everything is going, you're getting flashbacks through your head of your whole dinner service and everything. So, you know, but it's good. It's great guys and a great accolade for the whole team. You know, it's not just myself and Elaine. Everybody in the team buys into it. So, you know, we wouldn't be able to do it without them. A chef is only as good as their team. That's what I always say.
Well, I think anyone who's ever kind of witnessed a busy kitchen will certainly attest to that, Wade, when you just see what goes on in the background to get what we get on our plates and in our bellies. A lot of hard work goes into it. I know you're just back from London, and of course you spent some time working in kitchens in London. Tell us about your trip. Did you get to visit any nice restaurants?
Yeah, well, we flew out on Monday morning, myself and Elaine, and we like to do it once or twice a year. Even though back when I worked in London back many, many years ago, London was like 10, 15 years ahead of Ireland with regards to foods and restaurant standards and stuff. It's not as far ahead as it used to be, but it's still, I always find it that little bit that, you know, London is maybe 1 or 2 years ahead of Ireland as to what the trends are. So we like to go over, have a visit, go. And so we flew out Monday morning, flew back last night, and we did lunch, dinner, lunch, and back again.
So when you go over there and you're trying out some of the restaurants in London, I know on your Twitter you said dinner of the year was at Isaac McHale's restaurant, the Clove Club in London. Is that a very swanky place?
It's not that swanky. No, it is a one-star Michelin restaurant. And I, to be honest with you, I thought my meal was definitely a two-star standard. But it's not that swanky. It's quite cool. It's in Shoreditch. It's in the old town hall in Shoreditch. It's a really old building, very minimalistic decor and stuff like that, but just, you know, just really, really, really good food.
And when you're like in a place like that, Wade, are you able to sit back, relax, enjoy the food, or are you kind of internally taking notes going, oh, I like that
idea?
Oh,
watching everything. Yeah, you're watching everything, yeah. Phone is out, taking pictures, you're watching what's going on, you're looking into the kitchen to see if it's calm or if it's everybody's under pressure, and you know, you are watching everything, but it's still at the same time I'm enjoying it, you know, I enjoy it.
Which is good to hear. So you might be bringing back some of what you've seen in London too, Adair.
You never know. You always pick up some ideas, you know.
The final of Eurotokes took place earlier this month. Tell us a little bit how it went and who the winner was.
Yeah, it was great. Young Connor was the overall winner. It was his second time getting to the final six. This year we did it a little bit different. We did a semi-final recipe test, classic recipes. We were given classic recipes to cook it. So normally we do the interviews and it gets down to the six finalists. This year it got down to 12 semi-finalists. We brought them to Food on the Edge and everything like that. And then we had the final cook-off and we got the six. And really, really high standard, very, very close. Conor Halfany, I think, is the winner. He's now working in Chapter One. As I said, he'd been in he'd got to the final six once before. So I think that kind of stood to him. He produced two really, really good dishes. But, you know, as I said, it was very, very close to the edge at the end to, you know, a couple of people are winning it. But the standard was so high this year. It was really phenomenal. And we had Richard Corrigan, myself, Aidan McGrath, Anna Hawk, Irish girl who's now in London, Paul Kelly from the Marion, the pastry chef, as the judges. So they had to do a main course and a dessert, and they were using Dexter beef this year and apples from Highbank. And so, no, it was a really, really good standard. And yeah, Conor was a worthy winner. He produced two great dishes. So, but it was good competition.
Great stuff. And it's great to hear just each time we talk about Eurotalks, just the talent that we have in Ireland. It's really encouraging.
Yeah, like, you know, we always hear the negatives about our industry and the chef shortage and everything like that, you know. And when I looked at even the young chefs that we interviewed, there was 30 plus young chefs applied for it. You know, the industry's going through a tough time with staff, and I think the future is very bright on the kitchen side of things. You know, we've got serious talent there, serious talent coming through.
Well, let's move on to what's happening in 1826, Adair. Tell us a little bit about the Christmas menu, Wade.
Yeah, the Christmas menus are kicking off now. Christmas group parties, as you know, we're only a small restaurant, so we can't do that many massive parties. We do a couple of nice, most of the Friday, Saturdays for December are gone now. But, you know, we'll be introduced this time. This time of the year is probably my favourite time of the year for cooking. A lot of slow cooking, a lot of braising, a lot of wild game, root vegetables. So we've got all that coming through on the menu, and pheasant and venison and all those things that I love cooking this time of year.
Delicious, I have to say. I wanted to ask you, can't leave you go without getting some tips now for cooking the perfect turkey. I know you've got some recipes in Food and Wine magazine, so
yeah,
you might give us a snapshot.
The Christmas edition of Food and Wine magazine is on the shelves now, and I've done the main event, the Christmas dinner. So in there you'll find a recipe, my favourite recipe for turkey, which is actually breaking with tradition from what we do here. It's something I picked up when I worked in the States. I actually brine the whole turkey in like a spice, salt and sugar brine overnight, and then dry it in the fridge, and I believe it gives you a really, really moist turkey. But then I take the legs off the crown and braise the legs in like a chicken stock or a turkey stock if you can make it, and then shred the legs and mix them back in with a load of herbs and stuff. So it's kind of almost like a turkey leg casserole on the side, and then the crown is roasted, and it's just really, really juicy and a nice glaze on it. So that recipe's in Food of Mine, along with my perfect roast potatoes and braised red cabbage and Brussels sprouts, a few other recipes. So
what's your favourite Christmas dessert?
We'd have to do a whole show on all my favourite Christmas recipes, so it's easier just pick up the magazine.
just go about it that way. Well,
yeah.
What were you going to say?
My favourite what?
Christmas dessert. So just give us one.
I'm not an old school pudding fan, I have to admit. I'm not an old school fruitcake fan. So I love steamed puddings and stuff like that, but like a Clementine sponge pudding or something like that is one of my favourites. Or else a good old classic trifle. You can't beat it, a good old trifle, you know.
Lovely stuff. I'm hungry already. Can't wait for it. Wade, thanks a million for joining us on the programme today.
It's a pleasure as always, Wendy.
And congratulations.
Have a great Christmas.
Thanks a million. That was Chef Wade Murphy of the Year. He's a Chef of the Year for Munster 2018. How cool is that? And as he said, he's got loads of recipes in Food and Wine magazine if you want to check those out. And if you're in Adair, make sure you go in and say hello to Wade. Their website, by the way, is 1826adair.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.